Students at the University of Connecticut marched along Fairfield Way on Friday, chanting and carrying signs in a rally to end victim blaming in sexual assault cases. The event was called Slut Walk, the March to End Victim Blaming, and was hosted by UConn's Revolution Against Rape.
Slut Walk actually originated in Toronto back in 2011 and then made its way to UConn that same year, and it's been going annually ever since.
That's Jill Metzger, vice president of UConn RAR and one of the event's coordinators.
We first start out with a march around campus where we kind of go down Fairfield Way and loop back around to the Union where we say these chants, and it's like a very, like, not fun, but, like, powerful time where people, you get really into it.
This year's march received over 380 RSVPs on Facebook. According to Metzger, last year's turnout was the biggest it had ever been, with an estimated 200 people coming to support the cause. Slutwalk began in 2011 following the comments made by a Toronto police officer while speaking at Osgoode Hall Law School. The officer said, quote, "Women should avoid dressing like sluts in order to not be victimized." Following the officer's comments, activists Sonia Barnett and Heather Jarvis created the event in efforts to reclaim the word slut and help end victim blaming. For some, the positive response and turnout to previous slut walks shows progress in the right direction.
With previous experiences, I've seen people be sexually assaulted and no one actually seemed to really care.
That's Will Hessert, a sophomore who was at the event for a second year.
This was the first time I saw that there are actually people who cared about combating this issue, which made me feel like that there was, like, a little bit more hope in the world than I originally thought.
The event began with opening words from student Lauren Colburn, who gave the crowd a rundown on the history of the Slut Walk campaign. After, it was time to march. After the march and some words from counselors at UConn's Counseling and Mental Health Services and the Sexual Assault Crisis Center of Eastern Connecticut, numerous participants stepped forward and told stories of being sexually assaulted by family members and coworkers. Others shared what they've seen family members and friends go through. Metzger spoke about how she was unable to tell her father about the abuse she suffered.
"Furthermore, by silencing my story, you silenced my healing process. You have no idea about the pain that I've gone through, the times I wondered if the pain would ever stop, and my attempt to make all the pain go away about 11 months ago."
Junior Casey Healy, president of UConn RAR, has been involved with the organization since her second semester as a freshman. She says that each year's turnout has been filled with brave participants willing to shed some light on their dark times.
"I really am always, like, just so surprised at, like, the power and the strength that, like, so many people have coming up and, like, sharing their story, something so intimate and so personal, and, like, people are so strong for being able to do that."
While some showed up to tell their stories, others came to show their support. Junior Stephanie Cohen hopes Slutwalk can provide assault victims an open and safe forum.
"To know that they can speak out, there will be people there to listen, and judging by the crowd that this gets every year, people will absolutely listen and be a shoulder to lean on."
For Healy, her goal was to show everyone that no matter what they've gone through, people are here to listen and to help.
"I mean, I know that a lot of people who attend the event are victims or victim survivors, or their friends, relatives, things like that, of victim survivors, so I think they just want to take away that, like, they're not alone and that they have this huge support network."
2, 4, 6, 8, no more violence, no more hate.
For WHUS News, I'm John Ewan.